broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news at your fingertips always. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, hour two of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. This is the broadcast for January the 19th in the year of our Lord, 2019. And folks, we follow the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. As you know, we reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. We are in our week in review, and I was able to cover Saturday through Thursday last hour. But man, there's just so much news we talk about. It's beyond imagination how much we actually cover in a week. And our focus always has to do with God, family, and country. So Friday's recap, what would you call that? Yesterday? Yeah. We talked about the Target boycott. I'm involved in it. American Family Association, AFA leading it, AFA Action. And one of the things I love about the American Family Association, a lot of people are focused on a story when it's hot, but when it's not hot, they jettison the story. The AFA doing a great job in saying, look, we're not jettisoning this story. It's still as critical today as it was when we started. That is, you know what? Target letting men and women share bathrooms and dressing rooms. And what happens is women and children are getting assaulted by perverted men that are taking advantage of this policy. And the bottom line is we've been boycotting Target for, I don't know how long it is, a year and a half, 2 years now. And so they sent out a survey, take our survey. And then it says, Sam Bushman, thank you for responding to the survey, American Family Association Action. And I did. I took the survey, and basically they asked, are you still involved in the boycott? Absolutely. Do you believe that this is a problem where men and women can share bathrooms and dressing rooms and such like that? Absolutely. Do you believe the American Family Association should continue this boycott? Without a doubt, I do. Anyway, we took the survey. We shared the results. Over 98% of thousands of people agree that we got to keep it up, folks. And you know what? Target may laugh, but we're hitting them hard in the pocketbook, folks, and I'm not going to Target. I'm telling you that right now. Not doing it. All right, we talked about an illegal alien caravan quadrupled in size overnight. Can you imagine that? It's headed for America, folks. It is a national emergency. It is a security crisis, I'll tell you that right now. Declare a state of emergency to build the wall, writes Chuck Baldwin. It's an article on LibertyRoundtable.com. He says that, look, the president doesn't have authority to declare emergencies, and there's nothing in the Constitution that gives him authority. And I understand what he's saying by specific national emergency declarations. He's right. The fact that national emergencies have been used throughout the years wrongfully, and that we're always under a state of an emergency, and that most bad government happens under these, quote, states of emergencies, he's right on every bit of that. But I simply say this, though, when we have a national threat, at some point, the whole purpose of government is to protect our nation, is to protect life, liberty, and property. And at some point that's being threatened, you know what? I think the president does have a small window in which he can take action. But then at some point he's going to be backed up by law. Who makes the law? Congress. Who funds the agenda? The House of Representatives starts all legislation relating to funding. So clearly there's a check and balance here. Chuck's right about that. But I maintain we need to build the wall. We need to have national security. I agree with Chuck. He says, I'm not for a wall. Walls can keep people in as easy as they can keep people out. Usually communist nations build walls. He's right. But we're not talking about a 2,000-mile wall here. We're talking about a wall as part of, or barriers as part of the solution. So that's important to understand. We also talked about just 6 weeks of the Afghan war. If we got out of that, the funding for that could fund Trump's wall entirely. Just 6 weeks of being in Afghanistan. We have got to get out of all these nations militarily. We have got to stop this foreign aid that we just throw money everywhere that we don't have. We're $22-plus trillion in debt, folks. Not even counting the unfunded liabilities, okay? Chuck Schumer admitted that the American people voted for the border wall. Yeah. That's right. We did. Rand Paul says Senator McConnell is in charge of the Senate. So if Mrs. Pelosi refuses to allow Donald to speak for the State of the Union address in the House, let's just do it in the Senate. Well, good for Rand Paul for thinking out of the box. But I say, why don't you broadcast live from the border for the State of the Union, Donald? Just take it right on down to reality TV, baby. Go right on down there and get live on the border and, you know, use a helicopter, a plane, whatever you want to call it, and show people the border from the air. Talk to ranchers and people down there. Talk to Border Patrol agents. Talk to some of the people that are coming across the border. You know, literally have a live, without the media manipulation, reality check on the border for the State of the Union, buddy. Say national security is at stake here, and the Democrats are holding us all hostage. Get it done, Donald. Massive breach. Leaks 773 million emails, 21 million passwords, and more, writes CNET. And I told you, if you think you can get away with not being hacked, you're wrong. It's not a matter of if we're all going to be compromised in the modern society. It's a matter of when. And I explained a little bit more on yesterday's broadcast, technically, how that all happens. We talked about Beto O'Rourke. Guy's a nutcase. Says that America should ditch the Constitution. Why would we ditch the supreme law of the land? Why would we ditch a compact, a document that literally articulates the checks and balances and chains down those who seek for too much power? Why would we ever do that? Well, Sam, it's broken. That's right. But if your marriage is broken because you're cheating on one another, because you don't respect and treat each other with kindness and love, and you don't just jettison the marriage and blame it on the marriage. You blame it on the behavior. Let's go back to the principles that made America great. Let's not ditch the Constitution. Let's double down in support of and peer application of the supreme law of the land. And let's ditch all these false notions that there's a better way. You don't have a time-tested better way like the supreme law. You just don't. And I'd throw down and challenge any of you to articulate an argument that offsets my point. There is no better plan for nations ever devised. The proof is in the pudding. America's been the greatest country with the best economic engine, providing more freedom to more people anywhere in the history of the world than anything else you can point to. O'Rourke's a nutcase, folks. I'm telling you that right now. We talked about a mass casualty attack on the White House was foiled. And they want you to believe this guy just went berserk. He was going to use a rocket launcher and he was just going to go crazy. And the government says they had informants and he tried to sell his car to buy weapons. And I don't believe this whole thing. I think it's a false flag set up to make the government look good, like they're stopping these things. Why is this guy surrounded by informants in the first place? Whenever we see these crazy things go down, 9 times out of 10, you find the government's involved. And rarely do they even stop them. Once in a while, they stop them and take credit like they're rock stars. But every time, you just find their involvement in the middle of it. Why? Okay. All right. We talked about Netflix teams up with Steve Carell to mock Donald Trump's Space Force. I believe the Space Force is a critical national security issue. We need a border wall, and we need the Space Force. I don't know why they're... mocking that is probably one of the only legitimate benefits of that we have militarily speaking. We don't need to be in all these nations militarily, but we probably do need a space force, right? We talked with our guest, Richard Mack, on the second hour yesterday, thefreedomcoalition.com. And we talked about today, that was yesterday, obviously, is the 46th annual March for Life event in Washington, D.C. Quite a bit different than last year. This year, they kind of, you know, marched in an empty Capitol. But President Trump sent a video in support. Mike Pence and his wife showed up for the event. And the administration is squarely in the camp of pro-life. And good for them for doing so. We talked about a Pakistan court. Population is a ticking time bomb. Urges 2 children per couple. By the way, 2 children per couple is not even a sustainable level for the population, folks. They're nuts. But all these government manipulations of the population, whether it be murder in America, the pro-death agenda since Roe versus Wade, over 60 million murdered, never mind the fact that the greatest cause of death in the world is murder, abortion. Governments manipulate the outcomes, and then they cry on the back end. Babies wanted, Nordic countries say. They're crying for kids over there, folks, because they've been abusing and murdering their children so long now. China's in an imbalance, too. You kill a bunch of kids for so long under this population control lie, and then you go, wait a minute, we can't replace ourselves. Wait a minute, all these young men don't have women to marry. Wait a minute, and it's government that ran it off the rails in the first place, folks. God has clearly said multiply and replenish the earth, and that has not been rescinded. Do you get it? Who do you trust, God or government, huh? We also talked about how the word family triggered a meltdown at Google. This is just wow. I guess they're all melting down over at Google because when you say the word family, then people are thinking of a husband and wife, a man and a woman marriage, and two parents and children, and that's just not acceptable in today's society, they claim. Well, I double down in defense of the God-given, God-ordained traditional family. What about you? All right, we talked about a dead baby found in an Amazon warehouse trash can. What a sad tale to tell. You know, these children that get created, we need to use the procreative power within the bounds the Lord has set. But when there's an accident or a mistake or someone doesn't do what they ought to do, there is forgiveness, there is repentance, there is opportunity for solutions, and adoption is one of the greatest answers. By the way, did you know that I was adopted? I know of which I speak and what a blessing it is. Now, my enemies might wish I was never born and never adopted. They might wish I was aborted. But I'm telling you right now, even a former Planned Parenthood director witnessing abortion said, made me pro-life. Good for them. We are pro-life, and this is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie. Lie, lie, and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
All right, President Donald Trump said that some of the people coming across the borders are rapists and murderers and gangbangers, and they're absolute criminals, drug dealers, drug traffickers, sex traffickers, slave traffickers and slave traders, and they're just a bad element, and he tried to highlight that reality check. And the media literally had a heyday and said that he hates all Mexicans. And then he says all Mexicans are these ne'er-do-well criminals and rapists. And okay, the mainstream press absolutely flat out lied to you, ladies and gentlemen. Donald never said such a thing. He did say that there is the bad element. And even though there's a lot of good people trying to come to America, we got to reward the good, but we got to reject the bad. And the problem is we don't know who's who, and we got to get a handle on this national security crisis. President Trump's exactly right on this reality check. Well, a news story came out just the other day that the mainstream press failed to cover, but highlights Donald's point very nicely. Headline says this. I don't know if you know, but there's a new caravan, right? And the new caravan is coming to the United States right now. Another one. See, it's hard to know when one caravan ends and the next one begins, etc. But anyway, I digress. But I'm telling you that this massive caravan, it quadrupled in size overnight, okay? Well, the organizer of this caravan arrested for rape. So see, when Donald says that, hey, there's a bad element here, he's spot on. The organizer of the caravan arrested for rape. And this is an example where they act like these caravans are just needy families coming for a better life. And you know what? There is an element of that that's true. And I would like to find a way to help those people. Either let them stay in Mexico, let them come to the United States. There are legal ways to handle these things. But you know what? We cannot handle the influx. We can't give away the farm all at once. We just cannot handle that. So there's got to be a structure. There's got to be a pattern. There's got to be a rule of law way to go about this. There's got to be legal immigration where we vet people coming into the country. There's got to be a way to provide, when you come into this country, a sponsor so that you're not on the public trough, the public dole, or on the welfare-esque state, if you will. There's ways to do that, folks, and I'm all for those. So I'm not against immigration. I am against illegality every time. And I am against these bad elements that President Trump speaks of. When this guy's arrested of rape, it's hard to say Donald's point isn't true. Wow. All right, we also talked about they are starving us to death. Cubans are protesting food shortages. This is just a sad tale to tell. And there are food shortages. Whenever nations embrace communism, whenever nations embrace socialism, whenever nations embrace fascism, folks, whenever the government is wicked, whenever there's a special class of people that lord over the rest of us, you have trouble. It never goes well, never has historically speaking, and never will. All right, so are you surprised that people are starving in Cuba? Are you surprised that Venezuela is a meltdown? Are you surprised that you can't use normal internet services in China, the communist nation? Are you surprised that North Korea is like behind the Iron Curtain and you can't see what the heck's going on in their country? Are you surprised at all this stuff? I'm not. When wicked governments rule, the people suffer. When the people are afraid of the government, you have tyranny. When the government's afraid of the people, folks, you have liberty. These are true fundamental principles that you must understand. And then we, the people, must go to get together and work on the solutions. We're the fourth branch of government. And right now, the other three government branches are not following the checks and balances. Right now, the states don't have a seat at the table with the federal government. The federal government thinks it's all commanding and that the states are political subdivisions. It's a lie. The states created the federal government. The creation cannot be greater than the creator, ladies and gentlemen. Not fundamentally possible. But if you follow the delegated proper role of government and use the supreme law of the land, with all of its checks and balances on a vertical and a horizontal level, you get solutions every time. When we the people turn to God and repent, and when we the people turn to God and forgive one another, and when we learn to live together as God's children, race and sex and all these things aside, you start to become great again. When you use the free market and honest money, okay, all these principles are just so critical. We've got a lot to work on, don't we? The good news is there are people working on it. The great news is we're gaining ground. I get that it's slow. I get that the mainstream press doesn't want to highlight any of it, let you know about any of it, but that's why we're here on your radio. All right, we talked about the final defendant sentenced in the Bundy Ranch standoff in Nevada. The guy's nickname was Buddha, and he's already been in prison for a couple of years while the judge let him out for time served. I'm grateful that he was let out. I'm shamed on the time served part, though, meaning he should have never been there that long. Where's the speedy trial? Where's the due process? And I'm glad that these people got this dismissed, but I'm a little bit mad at the judge. The judge basically shut down this case knowing full well that the government should be prosecuted for their crimes. The FBI and some of these other groups, they literally committed crimes. They perjured themselves in court. They withheld exculpatory evidence. They did all these things. And I'm telling you right now, the judge is just trying to basically dismiss it all. But the problem is the accountability for doing this. If government does not have accountability for doing this, they will probably most likely just do it again. All right. All right. We talked about a study. Donald Trump received 90% negative TV coverage in 2018. Did you hear me? 90% negative TV coverage for the president of the United States in 2018. I mean, what a sad tale that is. But I also want to know this. Why is the media so liberal, so extreme? Why don't conservative people own the media? Why do we let the liberals buy and control and run everything? They run the newspapers, they run the TV, they run the radio, they run everything. Why do we let that happen? 90% negative coverage for the president. If we own TV, we could be fair to the president. We talked about yesterday, we're probably 80%+ in favor of Donald Trump and fair to him and positive on the things that he does. Once in a while, we're concerned. But for the most part, he's done more for America than any other president in our lifetimes, folks. I'm telling you that right now. And we need to support that. But I'm telling you, it's just a sad tale. We need people to get into the news. We need conservative organizations to own the media, because then it wouldn't be so negative, huh? But 90% negative in 2018, a study shows. That is just a sad tale. Just imagine if we had some positive talk about the president. Hey, President Trump's a great businessman. The economy's doing well. I'm grateful that President Trump is pro-life. President Trump's wife has decreased the First Lady's budget significantly and staff significantly. There's a lot to like about what President Trump has done. We need to set aside the rhetoric and the back and forth hate and the fighting. We need to step back and say, look, what good has been done? There are news organizations documenting that, by the way. WND.com documents the positive things Donald's done since he's been in office. But you know what the mainstream press does? They just go, oh, WND's a conspiracy site. They're whacked out. They're nuts. Oh, yeah? Well, Facebook is a conspiracy site. They're the ones that were in bed with the Russians. See, are we going to tell the truth? All right, final story of the recap. Can you believe this? We covered 12 hours of radio in an hour and a half recap. Just think how much news we cover on your radio. It is amazing, huh? We talked about white supremacists ate my homework. It's an article by Ann Coulter. And Ann Coulter is documenting this kind of reality check that we have in America, which is, you know what? Why on earth do we blame everything on white supremacy? I get that there's some people that are racist, and I reject them. They're wrong. We're all God's children, and we need to treat each other like it, behave like it, and act like it. I agree. But you know what? Whenever the liberal is about to lose an argument, whenever a person that is not white is about to lose an argument based on sound principles and discussions and fair, open dialogue, they jump to the race card. Oh, you're a racist. Oh, you're a bigot. Oh, you're a white nationalist. Oh, you're a white supremacist. Oh, you're a... And what it does, it just sidelines the whole discussion. And Steve King even asked, you know, why are all these labels so hate-filled? And how did we get to this point where we can just throw out a label and attack somebody, whether it's true or not, and have it stick to the point of just destroying someone's character and someone's life? And even for asking that question, they literally, everyone, including the Republicans, including his colleagues, virtually turned on Steve King and said, how dare you, evil racist pig? But all they've done really is validate his point. Why? How did we get here? Most people, folks, are good. Most people are not racist. There has been, sadly, racism through history. But I reject it. And what we don't need to do is always divide on racism. Why don't we stand together as God's children? And together we can make America great again by following the principles of the supreme law of the land. Using the proper delegated authority we've given all branches of government, using the checks and balances, and good, honest people learning to repent and forgive. Isn't that what it's going to take? I got a question. Will you help me?
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press
has created a rigged system.
They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voter fraud.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Live and on your radio, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. God, family, and country, life, liberty, and property. That's what it's all about, baby. All right, Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review. We finished that up, man. It took an hour and a half to cover the 12 hours of radio this week. Wow. All right, Hillary Clinton says that black people all look alike. Now, this is the interesting thing. Steve asks a question, right? Steve King says, how come all these terms racist and white supremacist and white national, how come they're just so crazy and viral? And how come you can just destroy somebody if you want to use those terms? But it only applies to conservatives and white people. If you're black, if you're a woman, if you're a liberal, then you know what? You can say those things. You don't believe me? I'll prove it to you. Here's Hillary Clinton in an interview.
What's often called political correctness is politeness. Right. It's not being rude and insulting to people. It's respecting the diversity that we have in our society. So I don't know exactly how to answer that because, you know, the Democratic Party is a much more diverse political party, attracting people who are African-American, Latino, LGBT, whatever the reason why people feel more comfortable where they are taken in, where they are included as part of a political movement or party. And I don't think it's politically correct to say we value that. And I don't want to go around insulting people. I don't want to paint with a broad brush. Every immigrant is this, every African American is that, every, you know, other person with, you know, different religious beliefs or whatever. You know, that's childish.
What do you think of Cory Booker's, and you didn't comment on him, and you feel free
to. Oh, I adore him.
What do you think about him saying kick them in the shins, essentially, start to get to that kind of political.
Well, that was Eric Holder.
Yeah, Eric Holder,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know they all look alike.
No, they don't. Oh, well done.
Wow. So they say well done? Okay, it's almost like they planned that skit. Hillary running around saying how she doesn't want to, you know, paint with a broad brush or abuse anybody. Then she says all black people look alike. And the host says, no, they don't. And then it's like, well done. The crowd claps. So let me get this right. Hillary Clinton can say all black people look alike, and that's fine. But Steve King can't ask why these words have become so encompassing and so viral and so hate-filled and so, and even Steve King brings it up and they literally attack him completely, just obliterate him. Well, then they're looking for Barack Obama to use the N-word. Wait, he already did. They're looking for Donald Trump to use the N-word, but they can't find it. They want the white guy, Donald, using the N-word so they can get away with it, right? But listen up, Barack used the N-word. No one's complaining about Barack. Why? Here's Barack.
The legacy of slavery, Jim Crow, discrimination in almost every institution of our lives, you know, that casts a long shadow. And that's still part of our DNA. That's passed on. We're not cured of it.
Racism.
We are not cured of.
Clearly.
And it's not just a matter of it not being polite to say nigger in public. That's not the measure of whether racism still exists or not.
So I get that he used the word trying to make a point. I understand it. But what if Steve King said the exact same words? What if I said the exact same words? Huh? What if I said the exact same words, right? What if I used the exact same phrases, right? Would it be okay? See, that's the problem. Hillary literally says all black people look alike. Barack Obama literally drops the N-word. And they're okay? I don't accept that, folks. I got a problem with it. All right, in the elections, people are saying that there's been election tampering. And at first they said the Russians did it all, right? But then we find out the Democrats literally tampered with elections when it comes to Roy Moore. And we highlighted at the time there was election tampering and everybody laughed at us and said there's no conspiracy, you guys are crazy. But now they admit the Democrats literally manipulated the election against Roy Moore. Even the senator basically says, hey, there's a problem here, right? Well, look, this was predicted by Maxine Waters back in the day, I think it's 2012-13 range. She told you that Barack Obama had a massive database to manipulate elections. Listen to her.
Made clear to our viewers and listeners is that, look, the inauguration represented the beginning of his second term.
Yes.
But it also represented the countdown of the end of his presidency.
That's right.
And the reality is, like anything else, you better get what you can while he's there because, look, come 2016, that's it.
Well, you know, I don't know. And I think some people are missing something here. The president has put in place an organization that contains the kind of database mm-hmm. that no one has ever seen before in life. That's going to be very, very powerful. And whoever...
In terms of the Organizing for America that he's now shifting to become a 501c4.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that database will have information about everything on every individual in mm-hmm. ways that it's never been done before. And whoever runs for president on the Democratic ticket have to deal with that. They're going to have to go down with
the
that
president
database.
Put together a database that has everything on everyone in a way that's never been done before. Ladies and gentlemen, does this give you privacy willies? Obama and Maxine Waters literally telling you about it. What on earth is going on around here? I mean, it's out of control, right? Absolutely out of control. I don't know what we're going to do about this kind of stuff, but this stuff scares me. And that's what we're seeing. So they're accusing President Trump of tampering with the elections and being in bed with the Russians, but we find out that Russian tactics are used by the Democrats against Roy Moore. And then we find out Barack Obama has this massive database, and it's in the hands of the Democrats, in the hands of Obama's, quote, new organization. And Obama literally can use this database to change outcomes, and it has all information on everybody. Are you comfortable with that? I'm not comfortable with that at all, folks. I'm not okay with this. I think this is criminal. But no one seems to be doing anything about it, right? I mean, it's just amazing what's going on here. No one seems to be catching this stuff, but guys like me that watch the news all the time. How on earth is this happening? Right? How on earth is this going on? Well, primarily it's going on because the American people aren't watching. Okay, Obama's even encouraging illegals to vote, saying they're citizens if they vote. I mean, this is just amazing. Obama racist with the N-word, that's fine. What's up with that? I'm not okay with this. Are you? Obama racist with the N-word. Can Obama just get away with everything? What are we going to do about this? I mean, are people going to stand up against this? Well, the sad part is, most people can't even get the news. Right? Most people can't even get the news of what's really going on, can they? That's why Liberty Roundtable Live exists, right? That is why we must do the news the networks refuse to use. And some say, Sam, your audience isn't even that big. You know, what you're doing just doesn't matter. You don't move the needle. And my response is this. I lay down a record of the truth. And I say that most people are not racist. But Obama racist with the N-word, that's beyond debate. You heard him say it, right? Now, I believe people can use the N-word appropriately. All right? And I'm going to use the N-word right now. I know you're going to say, well, Sam, you're just a white supremacist racist. No, I'm just going to join Obama. Me and Obama are going to basically say, I would say this, using the word nigger is not acceptable. And I would say this, why can Barack say it, but I can't? Either you're going to barbecue us both for it, or you're going to say it's both fine. Why am I using the word? Because I'm saying it's never acceptable to use that word, and it's never acceptable to literally judge someone on the color of their skin and hate someone because of the color of their skin. I reject that racism. And I reject derogatory terms towards anybody. I don't think you should use the word honky for white people either. Or cracker. Do you?
My brother and two other boys were the ones that got in the car with her. And she was drunk. The road that goes to her house is like really windy. And she was taking that road at 80 to 100 miles per hour. And when it hit into the road there, her door flung open. She ran out across the street to get away from it. And the other three boys were trapped in it. And the car exploded. And then when my mom found out about it, she called me at work. I don't care what you have to do, just get up here to the hospital. You know, I parked my car and I went inside, and they took us back to this little room. My mom told me that Jay had been killed, and I lost it. The other people, so they're like, well, you can drink, but just be careful when you drink, you know? So I don't want anything to do with it, because it took my brother away from me.
A public service message from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
All right, Donald Trump's been promoting William Barr, right? Yeah, and William Barr's promoting gun control. So my headline says, Trump promotes William Barr, who promotes gun control. Did you know that? Yeah, it's a shame. It's a sad tale to tell. But here's William Barr on C-SPAN promoting gun control right now. Listen up.
It's a piecemeal a little bit right now. We need to really get some energy behind it and get it done. And I also think we need to push along the ERPOs so that we have these red flag laws to supplement the use of the background check to find out if someone has some mental disturbance. This is the single most important thing I think we can do in the gun control area to stop these massacres from happening in the first place.
Well, thank you. I'd like to work with you in that regard. Yes.
All right, William Barr literally saying we need background checks, we need red flag laws. Do you know what that all means, folks? Background checks means the government can look into a database, know everything about you. Remember, Barack has a database that knows everything about you, right? They can look in a database, know everything about you, and say, we think the government decides if you can have a gun or not. Flat out violating the Second Amendment big time, which says you have a right to keep and bear arms, and that right shall not be infringed. Right? Nevertheless, government literally wants to determine if you can have a gun or not with a background check. If that's not bad enough, then they want to add insult to injury. And they want to add these red flag laws. And what a red flag law says is, hey, if somebody anonymously complains saying, you know, I think that Sam Bushman is a threat. I mean, this guy's unhinged. Then they can literally come and take my guns. It's a back door. Great sounding idea to stop mentally ill people and criminals. But what it really means is gun registration and red flag laws, along with background checks, literally leads to the road of flat out confiscation, folks. I'm telling you right now, it is disaster. It is disaster and it must be stopped. But you got Barack Obama's gun control agenda, and you've got a situation where it's being carried forward by Barack through Donald Trump, who's promoting William Barr. Now you could say, wait a minute, how's that Barack through Donald Trump, Sam? Because they all have the same agenda. And Barack and these liberal congresswomen are promoting gun control big time. And Barack's on the fringes. You would think he's not involved because he remains pretty quiet behind the scenes. But I'm telling you that he's engineering this. You say, how do you know that, Sam? Because he has a database in his new organization that knows everything about everyone. Now, is that true? Well, that might be a stretch. He probably doesn't know everything about everyone. But he's got more data, more intel on more people than ever before in his own private hands that he built as the commander-in-chief of the free world. And now he's using that, and he's influencing people. And you would say, well, what proof do you have of that, Sam? The proof, all right, let's find out if he has the database. Why don't we go to court? Why don't we subpoena information? Because nobody has the guts. Nobody will do it. But there's a Big Brother database, that's for sure. And we know the Democrats used Russian tactics against the Roy Moore campaign. We know the Democrats have the government completely shut down right now. We know Barack Obama has this amazing database. We know Barack Obama's a racist and he's using the N-word. We know Donald Trump's promoting William Barr, who promotes gun control. Now, on the good news for Donald Trump, and like I say, on this broadcast, the mainstream press is like 90% negative on the Donald. We're like 90% positive on the Donald. And once in a while, we have a concern. That gun control issue is a concern. Donald, you got to stop Bob Barr now. He's part of the swamp. I don't know if you've been schnookered, but you got to get rid of him and get a right to keep and bear arms advocate. Somebody who will swear an oath to the supreme law of the land and your right of God-given national, or right of self-defense. An unalienable right of self-defense. You got to get somebody who will do that, Donald. Please. Get rid of William Barr. The guy's a nutcase. But Donald Trump doing a great job on this. Trump tells the pro-life or pro-march for life is what it's called. I'm sorry. The pro-life rally folks yesterday. I will veto any bill that promotes abortion. And you know what? Donald has been very pro-life, and I commend him. So, Donald, you're getting snookered on gun control, buddy. But you know what? Your right to stand for life is wonderful, and we bless you and thank you for it. Your willingness to stand on the border and promote national security of America, good job, sir. We got a lot of work to do. So the pro-life rally happened yesterday. It was tremendous from what I understand. They literally were marching in an empty Capitol, though, because, as you know, the government's shut down. So it's kind of unique, way different than before. But a lot of good things happened. Donald Trump literally said and sent a note to Congress and to March for Life, I will veto any bill that promotes abortion. Good for President Trump. And he also gave a video that the March for Life folks played. And then Mike Pence and his wife showed up at the pro-life event yesterday. Just great stuff. I wish President Trump could have been there too, but, you know. Also, Montana Senator Steve Baines. You know this guy? Steve Daines, right, with a D? Steve Daines doing a great job. And he's basically putting together, he's going to form the Senate's first pro-life caucus on Capitol Hill. Montana Senator Steve Daines to form the Senate's first pro-life caucus on Capitol Hill. He announced this during the pro-life rally or March for Life rally. He says this will allow us to bring the pro-life groups that work off the Hill as well as pro-life senators and other staff on the Hill to unify us so that we're all pulling in the same direction. Wow. The same direction to advance the pro-life cause. I think it's just tremendous. He explained to the National Review that the caucus will focus primarily on judicial confirmations and we'll have to wait till we have more than 60 votes in the Senate. Now, that's where I think it gets a little squirrely. Because I don't agree with that. We don't need to wait for 60 senators based on this, quote, filibuster or this other, you know, super majority kind of discussion. It's bogus. All it takes is 51 senators, I should say, or 50 senators in a tiebreaker, Mike Pence, to change that rule, right? Rules are made by the House rules are made by the House and the Senate rules are made by the Senate, right? So understand that that's a flawed argument. But I still commend Donald Trump for speaking out to the March for Life folks, saying he supports them and he won't sign any bills that promote abortion. Mike Pence standing boldly for life. Montana to Senator Steve Bain. Hopefully that we'll get several senators. We'll hopefully get, Ted Cruz. We'll get Rand Paul. We'll get Mike Lee and others to support this on Capitol Hill pro-life caucus. It's the first time this has been done, folks. So when you're told that we're not gaining any ground, it isn't true. I get that it's slow. I get that it's frustrating. I understand all that. But I also understand that we're making tremendous progress, right? And we need to highlight this. And I don't think people know of the gains. That's one of the things that Liberty Roundtable Live, the talk show, is here to do, is we want to help you understand the gains that we get. How many news organizations are telling you that on Capitol Hill, you know, Donald Trump had a video there promoting pro-life, shutting down any legislative body that says they want to promote abortions is not happening on Donald's watch. Good for President Trump. How many news organizations are telling you that the vice president and his wife are both there and doubling down in the pro-life stance? How many people told you that a senator from Montana is literally building for the first time ever a pro-life caucus on Capitol Hill that will allow us to bring the pro-life groups that work off the Hill, as well as pro-life senators and other staff on the Hill, to unify us so that we're all pulling in the same direction to advance the pro-life cause? Okay, how many people told you that, that all that's happening? Nobody, right? That's what I thought. So see, that's why it's so critical that we do what we're doing. All right. I don't get any money for promoting this, but I want to do it because I think it's really a valuable service. So a lot of newspaper organizations are shutting down, as you know, right? Well, one of our great groups that we support a lot and use a lot of news from is called WND.com. Old name is World Net Daily. And WND.com produces what's called Whistleblower Magazine. And I got an email from him and it says, "Dear Whistleblower subscriber, in this time of great tumult in America, a growing phenomenon is not only head-spinningly bizarre, but also offers a valued clue into what's really going on in our nation. Consider the presidential candidate who actually colluded with the Russians for years, including during the 2016 elections, while accusing the other candidate without evidence of colluding with the Russians and selling out America. We're talking about the political party that is completely obsessed with race, which insists on hiring and promoting and excluding and discriminating against people based on their skin color. That's the same political party that gave us the sexual revolution and unrestricted abortions. The most blatantly fascist group in America, calling itself, quote, Antifa." You get the idea. The term is called projection. In psychology, believe it or not, projection is just one of the many mechanisms people employ in an effort to deal with their feelings on very tough matters. But in today's political and cultural battles, projection is a tactic of all-out warfare. But the plain truth is, on issue after issue, one side in the raging war over America's future is using this, quote, political projection in America. So give a gift of the Whistleblower subscription to a friend. If you wish to renew by phone, call the toll-free order line for WND at 800-4-WND-COM. So the number is really 1-800-496-3266. 1-800-496-3266. Now, I don't get a penny for this, folks, okay? They're not paying me anything. But the reason that I bring it up is because David Kapelian emailed me about this. And it's important to understand they have a whole issue donated to this understanding of what's called projection, right? And this projection is serious. In today's political battles, projection is a tactic of all-out warfare. It's being used against us. And if you want to learn how it all works and documented details of it, Whistleblower, WND.com. Like I said, I don't get a penny. I'm just telling you, they do great work over there, and I wanted to highlight them for you. This is Liberty Roundtable. We bring all the great people doing great things to the table. The American Family Association, WND, Gun Owners of America. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. The American Policy Center, Richard Mack, CSPOA. I mean, all these people come to the roundtable to tell the tale of liberty. Right? Campaign for Liberty, the Eagle Forum. I mean, it goes on and on and on. The roundtable is designed to bring all these people together and let you know what they're doing and have you get involved with us to stand a valiant stand for the sacred cause of liberty. Donate today at LibertyRoundTable.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.